Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, 9th to the 12th of February 1961. The following four talks were based on the Anuradha Sutta, SN.22.86 Anuradha Suttam, PTSSE 116. Dukkha exists and dukkha ceases. T1. Where did the beginning of this life come from? Sankhara Pakaya Vinanam, Volitional Formation Conditions Consciousness, Here Rebirth Consciousness. So, it started from the mind. Following it to the end, Dukkakandhasa Samadayo Hoti, the whole mass of suffering arises. See the 12 links of D. A. Process which lead to Dukkha. So, it's the assemblage of Dukkha. In the whole life, whatever happens, all of them are the assemblage of Dukkha. It's the arising of the assemblage of Dukkha. Therefore, whatever is happening in the body and mind are the truth of Dukkha, Dukkha Sakkha. They're arising and passing away that have to take it as Dukkha, born and die all the time every moment. In all the 12 links of D. A. Process, each of the links doesn't arise itself alone but with other dharmas together. Every mind at least has the 7 universal mental factors together with it. See the Abhidhamma, especially the conditional relations, Patthana. Therefore, it's the assemblage of Dukkha and neither a person nor a being. From birth to death is the process of Dukkha. Then, Anuradha was discerning impermanence, but he couldn't realize Nibbana because he was hindered by wrong view. Whatever arising is Dukkha Sakkha, and without dispel wrong view like this, the contemplation will not lead to the realization of Nibbana. From the 6 senses doors, whatever arises is only the assemblage of Dukkha arising. By knowing in this way, wrong view falls away. After that, comes the contemplation of impermanence. And then you will realize easily the path and fruition knowledges. Dispel wrong view first and later do vipassana. If you don't know the kanda arising process, can't dispel wrong view. Before dispelling wrong view, first have to know the kanda process. Kanda process, D. A. Right pointing arrow dispel wrong view, right pointing arrow vipassana, insight practice, right pointing arrow path and fruit. Dukkha can't arise without samadaya, cause. For example, because of vinanam samadaya, caused by consciousness, mind and body dukkha arise, vinanam pakaya nama rupam, etc. Therefore in the whole samsara, samadaya and dukkha processes are arising all the time. Neither personality nor a being is inside the natural process, natural phenomena of the process. Here samadaya not refer to lobha but for the causes. The causes of dukkha and the results of dukkha exist only. Neither a person nor a being arises. Among the 4 noble truths, the 2 truths of samadaya and dukkha are already explained. There are 2 more truths, magga and nirodha, have to be explained. It needs a teacher to help. Sankhara nirodha right pointing arrow vinanam nirodho right pointing arrow follow to the end, dukkakandhasa nirodho hoti, with the cessation of volitional formation right pointing arrow consciousness ceases. The whole mass of dukkha ceases. See the 12 links of D. A. Process. The whole assemblage of dukkha ceases. It will only cease by contemplation and practice. Therefore, magga and nirodha, samadaya and dukkha are in pairs. Cessation by itself is naturally arising and ceasing. Contemplation of the cessation is ceasing by not wanting it. Can only contemplate by not wanting it, you'll see nirodha, the ending of dukkha. The physical body still exists but you can't see the kanda process. It ceases in knowledge, mind. If kanda ceases then dukkha also ceases. If kandas are arising in serial, then dukkha also is arising. So, if you know the kanda process, the arising and ceasing of it and wrong view will fall away. T2. Whatever arising in the kanda is dukkha arising. If you can catch up with the arising dharma, then you are contemplating of dukkha sakkha. It becomes, The arising Dharma is Dukkha Sakka and the contemplation is Magga Sakka. If you can't catch it, it connects with Dukkha Sakka. Originally there is neither person nor being in it. I am helping you dispel wrong views which will send you to painful rebirths. Following with the knowing is getting the Magga. The reason samsara was long for us was never had been followed Dukkha Sakka with knowledge before. Without it, Dukkhakhandhasa Samadayo Hoti, the whole mass of suffering arises. With knowledge, Dukkhakhandhasa Nirodho Hoti, the whole mass of dukkha ceases. So, I remind you, always follow with knowing. Asankata Dharma, unconditioned phenomenon, is Nibbana. The way to it is Vipassana. The reason we were wandering in samsara was without Vipassana before. Continued to talk on Sittanupassana, if seeing the arising mind, contemplate it. If you can't catch it, then contemplate at feeling. Again if you can't, then contemplate on craving. Whatever mind arises from the six senses door, you have to contemplate. If you can't, it will mix up with the I-ness. For example, when itching mind arises and becomes I am itchy. It becomes identity view, Sakaya Ditthi. Continued the story of Anuradha, about the question, is a being still becoming after dying? Death is dying consciousness and birth is rebirth linking consciousness, Patisandhi Vinana. There is no being in it. It's Dukkha Sakka at the beginning, also in the middle and at the end Dukkha Sakka. There is no being for dying and becoming. This kind of question the Buddha never answered because it was asking with wrong view. No need to answer for it. In that way wrong view is falling away. Wrong views fall away by knowledge is kala sotapanna. Have the same right view as sotapanna. It's not falling away by contemplation. It is easy to get the path and fruition knowledges after falling away by knowledge with contemplation. One of the unwholesome roots is falling apart if wrong view is destroyed. Anuradha himself didn't know how to exactly answer the real meaning of the question, he himself had wrong view and doubt. T3. In the beginning of the talk, you should do the vipassana contemplation only after dispelling wrong view by knowledge, because vipassana contemplation is working with the paramatta dharma, ultimate phenomena. Everything arises from the six senses doors of mind and body process. Neither person nor living being exists. For example, from the eye door eye consciousness arises, good or bad feeling, like or dislike tanha, etc. No phenomenon has any person or living being. Person or being is only exists in speech and not in reality. Continued the Anuradha's story, the Buddha answered to his questions posed by other sect, and first cleared away his wrong view and doubt. With regarding to the five khandhas, using the three universal characteristics and explained to him in the Q and A forms. Whatever arising from the khandhas, all are anicca, dukkha and anatta dharmas and including neither person nor living being. If wrong view and doubt are not destroyed whatever rebirth is taken, the seed of hell will follow behind as latent tendency. Even reach toward the celestial and Brahma god realms the seed of hell follows together there. In everyday life people are looking after their bodily needs, it seems to have compassion for them themselves. You must destroy wrong view and doubt if you really have pity on yourself. Without the seed of hell falls off, you have to carry your burdened khandha as chicken, pig and cow. Becoming a horse is better than a pig because you have to work with your shoulder and back, toiling for human, as a pig serving with your flesh, eaten by human. In hell, it's worse than a pig, suffering alive in hell and not being able to die. Pig dies only once but the hell being dies instantly and is born instantly. It continues until the kamas are finished. The last part of the talk had strong samvega. T4. The duty of the Buddha and Savakas were explained about the khandha and its process. The duty of the Buddha was teaching people about the way of practice and how to do it. Your responsibility is practicing to end dukkha. Talking about how to do it, I have to point out the process of the khandha, D. A. process. You can cut it if you want. Otherwise, also up to you if you don't want. Then just stay with dukkha. Dukkha khandhasa samadayo hoti. The whole mass of suffering will arise. You have to do the practice from the vipassana knowledge to the path knowledge. Even by practice, if you can't cut it off in this life, and in next life you're sure about it. I can give you the guarantee. Why? Because near the end of his life, the Buddha told about this to Subhadda, see the Mahaparinibbana Sutta, DN 16. But you have to practice without fail. Don't doubt about it. It's like the example of building fire by rubbing the bamboos. To become hot is our duty. The fire to come out is Dharma duty. It becomes hot, fire will come out. With contemplation and seeing impermanence, wrong view of permanence can't arise. By killing Ditthi Tana, Upadana and Kama, and no future birth will come into existence. Without the cause of Tana, Upadana and Kama, the future result of birth can't arise. Sakanalomika Nana, knowledge according to the truth is the knowledge of seeing impermanence. Impermanence is Dukkha Sakka and knowing is Nana. Therefore this is the knowledge, in accordance with the truth. Whatever arises in the khandhas contemplate as Dukkha arises and Dukkha passes away. Knowingam is Sakanalomika Nana. After that continue the contemplation until become disenchantment and the ending of it. The ending of Dukkha is Nibbana. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, 13th to the 15th of February 1961. Can't see Nibbana with wrong view. The following talks were based on Channa Sutta, Samyutta Nikaya. It mentioned about important of right view, and the teacher. In most of Sayadaw's teachings, he emphasized on right view and corrected people wrong views by using D.A. teaching and other Sanatha Dharmas. Wrong views are very deep-rooted in the mind of living beings up to the Brahma gods. In the four stages of enlightenment, the first one is destroyed wrong views. Even the Buddha referred to it as Mahatana, the great craving. It was so deep-rooted in living beings' mind that during the Buddha's time even some monks near the Buddha had wrong views, e.g., Channa, Anuruddha, and Yamaka. Maybe this was one of the reasons some later Buddhists formulated new ideas and thinkings into his teaching and caught up again in wrong view. In the Brahmajala Sutta, Digha Nikaya, the Buddha mentioned 62 grounds for formulation of wrong views, DN 1. He revealed that direct meditative experiences were the most frequent cause for formulating a view, while speculative thoughts assumed only subordinate roles. 49 instances appear to be based purely or at least in part on meditative experiences, and again only 13 instances based on purely reasoning. T1. In the beginning, Sayadaw made a very strong emphasis on right view before vipassana practice. He said it couldn't realize Nibbana to practice vipassana without understanding D.A. Because the views of eternalism and annihilationism prevented to realize Nibbana, even the yogi can discern anicca. It becomes weak insight. So, here Sayadaw presented this Channa Sutta. There were also other suttas supported this point, e.g., Anuruddha Sutta and Yamaka Sutta. Sayadaw said Channa was born at the same day as the Bodhisatta and sent him for the renunciation. After the Bodhisatta became a Buddha, he went to see him and ordained. So maybe he was practicing for more than 30 years after the Buddha passed away. At that time he was still a worldling. Why didn't the Buddha help him? Maybe Channa was not the person he could help directly. Later Ananda helped him. Another possible reason was when the Buddha was alive, he was still immature for the realization. Sayadaw said everyone should follow the process taught by the Buddha. Looking for a teacher, listening to the Sakka Dharma, etc. As mentioned in the Anguttara Nikaya. Also in practice, the Buddha mentioned about the three knowledges for many times. These are Sakka Nana, Kikka Nana and Katta Nana. See the first sermon. According to the commentary, these are Nata Parinna, Tarana Parinna and Pahana Parinna, knowledge, practice and realization. Without a teacher's guidance, everyone has wrong views. A person with sasata view likes to make merits and avoid demerits, wanting to hide in samsara for his good deeds to enjoy it. He doesn't like it if he has a chance to meet a teacher who can guide him for transcending dukkha. But a person with akheda view is the opposite. He gives up his views and practices diligently for the ending of dukkha if he meets a good teacher. Closing square bracket. Sasata and akheda views are arising because of not understanding the D.A. of the khanda. Sasata is for the increasing of bones and skeletons. Akheda is for the increasing of hells. The middle way is the path factors. After dispelling wrong view with knowledge, and you are in the middle way. The Buddha said that couldn't find the beginning of a living being but knew the beginning of its causes. It was ignorance and craving. If you discern the arising of phenomena, akheda falls away. And discern the passing away, sasata falls away. When the cause ceases, so do the result, and sasata falls away. For example, phasa, contact, arises, so vedana, feeling, arises, and phasa ceases, so vedana ceases. After clear away wrong views and practice, it's sure to get the result. He told the Channa's story. Channa practiced with wrong views so that he couldn't realize Nibbana, even he discerned impermanence. T2. Annihilationism, akheda ditthi, is the desire for the extinction of life without knowledge, nana. Buddhas had arisen before near the number of sand grains in the Ganges River. And we are still here leaving behind. The reason was in past lives we were in the states of clinging to life, which was the view of eternalism. Sometime we met with wrong teachers and followed the way of annihilationism, akheda. Mostly we followed the way of eternalism, sasata. Most Buddhists are eternalists. Without a teacher's help, most Buddhists believe in the law of karma and easily fall into eternalism. We can't separate with our khandhas and family members. And then for the desire of existence, we are performing merits with the knowledge of law of karma, kamasakata nana. Sayadaw continued by using each one of the links of D.A. process to explain how to free oneself from sasata and akheda views. For example, contact, phasa, conditions feeling, vedana, phasa arises and passes away. Seeing the passing away free from sasata, view of permanence. After passing away, phasa has conditioned the arising of vedana, then the view of annihilationism is falling away. After clearing away wrong views and contemplate becomes strong insight. The insight knowledge is proximity condition, anantara pakayo, and the path knowledge is the result of the proximity condition. The path knowledge is the result of the insight knowledges. Therefore, after the insight knowledge, the path knowledge arises instantly. So Nibbana is not far away and very near. Sayadaw continued to talk Channa's experience. Even though he discerned anicca, but he was not seeing the ending of it, or the ending of sankhata, or the cessation of tanha, which is Nibbana. By seeing impermanence and fear arose in him. Attachment to the khanda also appeared. Fear arose because of the nature of not-self, which had without any reliance. Without any reliance became fear. The attachment of what I had to rely on also arose in him. The mind of fear and looking for refuge appeared together. These came about because of without clear away sasata and akheda views before the vipassana contemplation. T3. Ditthi is more fearful than tanha. It's the source of painful destinations, dugati. So, it's more dangerous than tanha. In this talk, Sayadaw explained the D.A. process from the six senses doors. In our normal life, we always create kammas without knowingly, and most of them are unwholesome. Only by vipassana practice we stop creating kammas. He also emphasized about we were alive with each mind moment. We are seeing our birth and death moment to moment by practice. He mentioned Channa's own experience. Channa said every time he contemplated anicca, Dukkha and Anatta never experience Nibbana. Instead, fear arose and what had to be relied on. Commentary explained that he had Sassata view and by seeing Anicca became in fear and looked for refuge. Between Ditthi and Tanna, wrong view is more fearful than craving because wrong view always send beings to the planes of misery. There are also Tanna not send beings to the planes of misery. Tanna always follow behind Ditthi. Wrong view is the rope binder and Tanna is the floater. If you binds a person hands and feet with a rope and floating down in a river and even this man encounter river banks, it becomes hopeless for him. With this example, wrong view is more fearful than craving is quite evident. The Buddha was very skillful in using language and similes to teach living beings. There are a lot of things and dharma for contemplation on wrong views and to penetrate its evils. Whatever arises from the six senses doors and can't contemplate with insight will connect with craving, clinging and kamma. You will not connect with it if you can contemplate. Therefore, without any contemplation, no way can rise up from the planes of misery. Remember the warning of the Buddha as planes of misery were the permanent homes of living beings. The Dharma cutting off kammas are only insight and supramundane knowledges. Inside knowledge, Vipassana Magga, is has to be developed, Bhavatabha. Inside knowledge is like collecting the rubbish and supramundane knowledge burning the rubbish. A man lifespan is only one mind life. If the next mind is not arising, then he is dead. Because you are alive with Tanna, Upadana and Kamma and it will lead to Dukkha. Sayadaw continued Chanar's story, he had seen impermanence, but Nibbana not appeared. It happened because of without dispelling Ditthi beforehand for the insight practice. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, 5th to the 6th of March 1961. Kanda calling and Nana going. T1. By listening Dharma talk, Nana must turn towards the Kanda. The Kanda will tell you about impermanence, suffering and not self and truth of Dukkha, Anicca, Dukkha, Anatta and Dukkha Sakka. Don't believe in what others say. Just believe in what the Kanda will tell you. Stare at it and see what it has to tell you. Ehi Pasiko, the Kanda is calling at you to come and contemplate for moment to moment. You must follow it with Nana. The calling is Anicca and the following is Nana. And you'll know your Kanda very well. For feeling, for example, body itching is calling at you. You go and look at it and it disappears. Minds are calling at you. Follow with Sanditiko and seeing that it's not there. Don't follow with Lobha, Dosa and Moha, greed, anger and delusion. For example, the body is itching. It's too itchy and you go with the hand. This is going with anger. Is there any time the Kanda is not calling at you? I am only worrying that you are not following with Nana. By going with Nana and become a Kaliko, giving the result without delay. Greed, anger and delusion, cease to arise. So no future Kanda arises. Dharma which are leading to the painful rebirths are not arising is a Kaliko. Ehi Pasiko is calling and must follow with Sanditiko will close the doors to painful existence. Don't follow with craving and anger. Also don't forget it with delusion. These talks were based on the Susima Sutta, SN.12. 70 Sasimasutam. Is there any Samatha practice including here? I had already told you about this yesterday. This case also supported by the Buddha. Commentary also explained it. For example, at night bed bug bites you and follow with your hand. Vedana is calling at you that your hand going there. It continues to Tanna, Upadana and Kamma because you follow with Tanna. Whatever calling at you is Anicca and every following is Magga. Combining the process, it becomes object for contemplation, contemplating mind and the result. You have to practice hard in this way. Samatha is including as Samadhi and a necessary factor follows behind it. For an example, taking water is including the cup. Here water is like panna and the cup is samadhi. The process of contemplation is Anicca, Magga and Akaliko, the result. The Buddha and all Aryas finished their practices in this way. If you do it now and it is sure to give you the result now. Akaliko. There is no time that the Dharma is not calling at you. There are only time you are not following it. The reason you missed each Buddha in the past was Ihai Pasiko, calling you and not following with Sandatiko. It was not important, whether you missed the Buddha, but it is important to not miss the Dharma. If you don't follow the Dharma, then you are building hell fire and hell walks from here. Don't take it as I am frightening you. For example, Upasaka Nandiya's wholesome merits from the human world caused celestial mansions appearing in the heaven even before his death. This episode came from Mahamoggallana during his visit to heaven and saw these mansions, DHA. E. 290ff. We can also discover some of the points and factors concerning with Kamma and rebirth by research and contemplation with some of the sutta stories in the Nikaya. You have to extinguish the hell fire with Magga from here. Here Sayadaw's talk was humorous and with Samvega, aging and death are always following behind you. So do the practice quickly. Continued the Susima Sutta, the Arahant's answer to Sasima's question was that, they became Arahants without jhana practice. According to the commentary it was called dry insight, and freed from defilements by wisdom. Some Buddhists, mostly in the West, reject dry insight because they think it is impossible for realization without any jhana. This comes from misunderstanding and misjudgments on the Theravadan texts, both Nikayas and commentaries. For example, some Buddhists thought that in the Buddha's time someone became an Anagaman or Arahant directly without going through the lower two or three stages by listening talks. Even the Bodhisatta couldn't do it. Mundane jhanas can't destroy the fetters. Only supramundane jhanas can do it. Without any jhana can't enter into the fruition state after the realization. We need to count the yogis' direct experiences also. T2. The five path factors, here two wisdom and three samadhi factors, must go toward the five khandhas. The five khandhas arise before and the five path factors later. Why it's this way? It can't happen together simultaneously. Right view, samadhi, means seeing the khanda as it really is. Right thought, samasankappa, means helping to see it as really is. They are like the eyes and glasses. Both of them are leading the process and three samadhi factors following with them. They include as necessary factors. The real seeing is the two wisdom factors. He continued Sasima's story. Not including jhana and only access concentration, upakara samadhi, is necessary in this process. Panamataniva, only with wisdom, vimutta, to liberation. I ask you to contemplate with these arahants' way, the arahants in the sutta. I'll tell you how they realized the Dharma. One is Dhammanu, and two is Dhammapatipatti. You will realize the Dharma if you can practice in accordance with 1 and 2. This is the practice I give you now. In this way you'll take away your hell fire and walk. You are in with the matters of sons, daughters and businesses that muddle with unwholesome Dharmas. But you don't have the practice of in accordance with the Dharma to offer, to the three gems and teacher. Khanda Dharma and Magga Dharma must be in accordance with the Dharma. For example, a feeling arises and you observe it and not there. It is passing away and you see the passing away. This is right knowing. You don't see man or woman. This Dharma process and this knowing are in accordance with the Dharma. This point is very important. One might become a stream enterer in the evening by practicing from the morning if Kalesa does not come in among the contemplation. Let one the existence of passing away and two the knowing of passing away are in accordingly. This is Dhammanu Dhammapatipatti, practice in accordance with the Dharma. Another example is the mind of hungry to eat something arises. You contemplate it with the next mind. The hungry mind is Anicca and contemplation is Magga. This is Dhammanu Dhammapatipatti. Samsara is long for all of us, because these two dharmas are not in accordance with the dharma. You will be hopeless next time if you can't make it accordingly this time, because in the later period of the Buddha's sasana, the mind of human beings will become much defiled. You will die happily if you can practice this one. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 10th of March 1961. Why suffer so much? Why are we suffering so many kinds of dukkha? We have to remember about the four factors. 1. On bad soil, 2. We plant the bad seed, 3. Pouring bad water, 4. And it grows out a tree with bad fruits. The soil of unwise attention, Ayoniso Manasikara, for many lives we had the unwise attention of man, celestial being and Brahma God, and the mind and body were never appearing as the truth of dukkha. We had planted the ignorance, avidya, seed. With unwise attention, ignorance follows behind it. Ignorance has the cause. It's unwise attention. It was said that the beginning of living being was ignorance. Also, we must answer as the beginning of ignorance is unwise attention, Ayoniso right-pointing arrow avidya. By pouring the tanha water, attachment to things as sons, daughters, etc., we didn't know the reality and attached to them. And a bad kanda tree grows out. This is the truth of dukkha arises. Ayoniso right-pointing arrow avidya right-pointing arrow tanha right-pointing arrow kanda. From a bad tree, it bears out bad fruits. These are dukkha fruits, aging, sickness, death, sorrow, lamentation, etc. Many kinds of dukkha come out. Dukkha fruits fall on the soil and dukkha trees and fruits will continue. This is the round of existence, samsara. We have to make corrections starting from the soil, making it from unwise attention to wise attention. The process will be, yoniso, wise attention, right-pointing arrow vijja, knowledge, right-pointing arrow alava, non-greed, right-pointing arrow sukha-sakha, truth of happiness, i.e., nibbana. Not wanting the kanda, dukkha, is path knowledge. We have to destroy the root of ignorance. This teaching came from the Anguttara Nikaya. Wise attention is the most important one. We talk ignorance and craving, avidya and tanha, as the source before. Now we know the source earlier than ignorance. In the whole samsara we were living with the big burdened load. And after death continue to birth, jati, and will never end. If we make prayers for the khandhas, then we are praying for becoming a kuli. Like coolies carrying heavy loads. Let us do the wise attention. Let us practice to know the kanda process. The contact of the mind-based sensitivity, hadaya vafu, and mind object, dhammaramana, condition for a thought to arise. The five khandhas are arising together. It's neither a person nor a being. After the thought passing away the mind of pleasure arises. After that clinging mind and kama, bodily or verbal action, arises, etc. Ellipsis. All the ultimate phenomena, paramatta dharma, are continuing arising. These are D.A. dharmas. Therefore whenever you contemplate, this dharma passing away and that dharma arising, etc. Sayadaw continued Anuradha, Anuradha had doubt, visakicca. Is there any being? After the being dies go to Nibbana. These were his doubts. Before, he was practicing without wrong view and doubt fell away that, even staying near to the Buddha couldn't realize Nibbana. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 11th of March 1961. A poisonous snake. Fire element, Teho, increases the material form, Rupa. It also makes the material form to stop function. We were dying under the hands of fire element for many lives. Therefore in some of the Buddha's teachings it mentioned that no fire element in Nibbana. Examine your body and it's warm. It's fire element and waiting to kill you. King of the death already exists in the kanda. Who was putting you into the prison of your mother's womb? It's craving, tanha. Tanha is a good preacher. By its teaching you created kama and got the resultant kanda, vipaka vata kanda. Therefore birth is the truth of dukkha. If you are not free from tanha and can't escape from put into a prison. After coming out from the prison you are beaten by the fire element. And become aging, sickness and death. Because of the fire element don't have the chance of happiness. It's terrible. Every day you have to request aging and sickness with foods and drinks. In this way to have a human life is without the dignity. For sickness you have to request with medicines. For king of the death you can't do anything for him. You have to go into the coffin. You have to feel your body very often, for fire element. And then remind yourself that king of the death is in the kanda and practice hard. Here Sayadaw's talk was humorous. In this talk, I am asking you to feel your body and look for liberation. You handle it with mindfulness practice, satipatthana. There are two ways you can choose from the king of the death, the way to death and the way of liberation. But you all are enthusiastically following the way of death. Continued Sasima's story. Of the five khandhas, whatever arises, follow the impermanence. When impermanence is ending, the khanda is also disappearing. With khanda disappears and king of the death also disappears. Without king of the death is nibbana. Therefore going to a place free from the king of the death is the way of the path factors, magunga. In the eight path factors, samadhi path factor does not include as a jhana, but including as access concentration, upakara samadhi, and arising and passing away together. It does not include as absorption jhana, apanajhana, but including as vipassana jhana or lakanupanijhana, which is discerning the three universal characteristics. Anicca, dukkha and anatta, this explanation was from the commentary. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, 12th to the 13th of March 1961. Don't waste your precious life. The first talk was based on Susima Sutta, SN.12.70 Sasimasutam, and the second on Asela Kasapa Sutta, SN 12.17, Asela Kasapasutam. T1. The Buddha was not acknowledged himself as a Buddha before he had still not known the truth. Only after realizing the truth, he was acknowledged as a Buddha. If you discern the impermanence of feeling, mind, etc., then you know the truth. Viparinama Lakana Dukkha Sakam. The characteristic of change is the truth of dukkha. The changing of one's own nature is truth of dukkha. Form changes the nature of form, feeling changes the nature of feeling, mind changes the nature of mind, etc. It is knowing in accordance with the truth, Sakanalomika Nana, by discerning impermanence. Impermanence is truth of dukkha. You will see the truth of the cessation of dukkha, i.e., Nibbana or Nirodha Sakka, when all the impermanence of dukkha come to an end. So, try hard to discern impermanence. You get the knowledge of the truth if you discern the impermanence of any one of the five khandhas, because impermanence is a truth. For example, your back is itchy because it contacts with an object and becomes itchy. Contact is fasa and itchy is feeling. Fasa pachaya vedana, contact conditions feeling. What is happening to the feeling? And you observe it and it's passing away. You see it as not exists there and the knowing of it. This is anicca. You'll be free from greed if you see anicca. Anicca is death. And death is dukkha. So, you also see dukkha if you see anicca. You'll be free from hatred, dosa, if you see dukkha. It seems this point is very important in worldly matters for peace, harmony and happiness. Only by understanding dukkha, one can develop true wisdom, compassion and love. By seeing anicca d.a. is cutting off from the middle. And seeing dukkha is cutting off from the end, see the 12 links. You see it only one point. Here the meaning is seeing impermanence only one point, but nana function in different ways. Can't control the impermanence of feeling is not self, anatta. By knowing the reality is free from delusion, moha. Discerning of anatta clears away moha. Only by discerning the three universal characteristics can dispel greed, hatred and delusion. Dukkha will continue if D. A. continues. D. A. does not continue and dukkha will cease. From the air of electric fan pleasant feeling arises. Without it unpleasant feeling arises. Feeling is non-stop arising. The magga will follow behind if you can see the cessation of feeling. You can fulfill three functions by discerning anicca. First samadhiya cease and after dukkha ceases, because feeling does not connects with craving and samadhiya ceases, i.e., craving. Feeling does not connects with kamma, action, and no kanda arises, i.e., dukkha ceases. So, don't live your life as usual. If you do it, three types of D. A. will come to you. Because of greed, hatred, and delusion, you'll receive respectively the births of Peter, ghosts, hell beings and animals. It's frightening. Let us finish Susima's story, continued Susima. Inside knowledges are like collecting the rubbish together. Path knowledge is like burning the rubbish. Susima became Arahant was including with the Lakanupanishana, concentration power which can discern the three universal characteristics, but not including the Aramanika jhana which referred to absorption jhana. T2. If you understand the D. A. process, the concept of a person or a being disappears and then clears away wrong view. If you don't and running around in a circular way, like an ant moving around at the edge of a circular plate. You will be free from the circular running if you understand. Not knowing the Four Noble Truths is ignorance. In the Satipatthana Pali, Dukkhe Ananam, not knowing Dukkha is ignorance, etc. Not knowing the Four Noble Truths is ignorance. Sayadaw explained the 12 links of D. A. as an unending circle. In the three periods of time, past, present and future, there are neither any person nor being included in it, only the connections of causes and effects. In each one of them becomes the cause, samadhiya, and the effect, dukkha. It's clear for you that only dukkha arises and dukkha ceases. Is there any person or being in it? In the ultimate truth, paramatta sakka, no such things exist. So, in every ending, if it is continuing become dukkha samadhiya hoti, the whole mass of suffering arises. If not continue become dukkha nirodho hoti, the whole mass of suffering cease. In the kanda whatever dharma, arises, only dukkha arises and dukkha ceases. If you discern this becomes dukkhe nanam, the knowledge of knowing dukkha is arising. It's knowledge, vijja. During the contemplation ignorance ceases. In loka, mind and body, there exist only the cause of dukkha and the result of dukkha. There is nothing good in it. It is only the running of dukkha machine and neither including a person nor a being. Is dukkha done by oneself? No, it's the continuation of cause and effect phenomena. This is clearing away the view of oneself. I am only dispelling wrong view and doubt for you. During listening this talk and if someone dies will become a kala sotapanna. The complete cessation is by practice and only become a stream enterer. So, listening sakka dharma is also beneficial. In the end of the future life, the 12 links, it mentions sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair is taints, asavas, arising. Asava samadhiya avijja samadhiyo. Because of the taint it causes ignorance to arise. So it turns back to with the past. In every life only samadhiya and dukkha are going on in turn. We have to insert knowledge in the present life. In this way no future kanda arises and cutting of D. A. process. Every present kanda arises have to follow with knowledge. Kanda is a disease, rogato. If you don't know the disease will not treat it. Path and fruit knowledges are medicines and can cure the present disease. In this way no future disease arises. Sayadaw continued the story of Asela Kassapa.